All right, great. So let's talk about the recipes that you chose and why.
Oh my God. And I came to run all the recipes, why I choose, and because this is what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The recipes that I remember. And I didn't keep up with it through the years. I do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what else do you want? The name of the recipes? What did I do?
Well, sure. And also just, who did the cooking in your household when you were younger?
My grandmother.
Okay, your grandmother.
Uh-huh. And if my mother was come, she'd cook.
All right. What kind of things did she make? And
we had mud bugs.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had a dish of mud bugs.
Okay.
Mud bugs and potatoes.
Okay.
And with seasoning, onions, green bell peppers. I didn't know they had red. Herbs. We only had green.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't familiar. They had it, but we weren't familiar with the
right
colors. Only green. And we had, we mixed it up with seasoning, and she cooked in the iron skillets.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have the foil paper. The foil paper came when I was half grown,
mm-hmm.
in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she cut our seasoning up, put our onions at the bottom, I'd watch it. Clean up mud bugs, which was, not shrimp. What are they called?
Crawfish?
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
She'd clean that and season.
Okay.
And the only time we had, occasionally, during the season, like Thanksgiving, she would go to town and get, a shrimp or something, but other than that, we could mm-hmm. go get our own.
Okay.
Mud bugs. So right. That was a dish.
All right.
For the night.
And as kids, did you help in the preparation? Like, did you have a job you had to do?
Yes, had to help clean up.
Right.
Mud bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't too happy with, but we will, you know, she'd get them. And I clean them,
mm-hmm.
not by myself, but we had others. We all clean them and hurry up and get on out of there. And she put her seasoning at the bottom, the onions. I remember she had big onions like this.
Oh, wow.
Big bottom onions. And she cut that up, put them at the bottom, put all her seasoning, celery,
mm-hmm.
bell peppers, and parsley. After it was done, she put her parsley on top. She
mm.
put it in the oven. Don't tell me what degrees, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
She put it in the iron pot. She put a lid on it
mm-hmm.
and put it in the oven. And I see her take a fork, maybe later on, I don't know how, it might have been an hour, two, 3 hours.
Right.
She'll open it, lift the lid, open it, and put the fork down, and if it fork was thin, I mean, it went through the fork, it was done.
Right.
Put it back on the stove, and
mm-hmm.
and that was our dinner.
Okay.
Supper, or whatever they call it.
How many people was she feeding? Like, how big was the household?
My grandmother was mostly summer. After I got a little older, it was summers only.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather. My sister, brother, and two cousins, and all the neighbors who came.
Oh, okay.
Anybody who come by, you know, they were free-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And if we were, you know, gonna eat, and everybody who came, they were offered coffee.
Oh, okay.
And it was not this coffee that we have today. It was strong coffee,
mm-hmm.
and it had to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got a little older, and it was hot, wasn't hot enough to send you back.
Mm.
So I got a little something for her.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was about maybe 12, big enough to know better,
mm-hmm.
oh, bring this back, it's not hot enough.
Right.
I boil the water,
okay.
put the cup in the water,
mm-hmm.
put it on the saucer,
mm-hmm.
take a dish towel,
mm-hmm.
put it on the saucer,
mm-hmm.
put the cup down and pour the coffee and bring it and stand up.
Okay.
And look all innocent. It was hot enough.
Right.
Because she was good at sending you back.
Right.
If you didn't do it correctly, you had to go back and do it over.
Mm-hmm.
I got her number.
Right.
Okay, and what else did we have? Meatloaf. She'd grind her own, you know, sort of things that we went to when we went to the museum.
Yeah.
Okay, they had the little grinder. She'd put it on her wooden table,
mm-hmm.
and she'd grind her own meat.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And that's how we had our ground meat.
Okay.
And for meatloaf, that's another one of our meatloaf. She had, oh my God. If we had chicken,
mm-hmm.
ham, and salt meat. You know what salt meat is?
Salt meat? No. What is that?
Like ham. Like, not like ham. And like bacon. But
oh, okay.
thicker pieces of bacon.
Okay.
We call it salt meat.
Mm.
I guess because they preserved it.
Okay.
And made it salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she'd take the little salt meat, fry it up
mm-hmm.
in the frying pan, in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Really, put it in the skillet,
mm-hmm.
fry it. And what else did she do? Oh, then she'd do in the seasoning. She grind it up, like to go all deep.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had chicken,
mm-hmm.
and they had leftover chicken, you skinned it. Or whatever, and you chopped it up small.
Mm.
You had ham, chopped that up small. And all the seasoning, the basic seasoning, onions and so forth,
mm-hmm.
that we knew about. She'd take that ground meat and mix it up. And then she'd take the parts, she'd roll it, spread it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Put the flour on the table, spread it out, roll it. And then she'd roll the chicken, ham, and pieces of salt meat
mm-hmm.
into the meatloaf.
Okay.
And that was our meat. That was our meal, the meat. And she'd make gravy. When she made the gravy, she'd take part of that salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
That. She put I don't know how much flour.
Mm-hmm.
She'd throw it in the skillet and she'd throw it up. Seasoned it in the city, brown it, pour it over there, and let it go
mm-hmm.
back in the oven for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And when she thought it was done, she'd stick a knife in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And if it came out clean, it was done.
Yeah.
And we had our either tomato gravy or brown gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did we have? That's two of them. Oh, smothered chicken.
Mm.
She'd taken, you know, by the time she chopped the chicken,
mm-hmm.
clean him, defeather him, take the feathers off, and
did y'all raise chickens? Or
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a regular farm. The only thing we bought was sugar.
Mm.
About sugar, maybe. So what else? Very few things we bought.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How, you said y'all sometimes went into town to buy stuff. How far away was that?
Well, really, we lived near the line. Louisiana, Mississippi, Woodville, Mississippi, Wilkerson County line. If I was facing north, I put 1 foot in Louisiana and the right, left foot in Louisiana
mm-hmm.
and the right foot in Mississippi.
Okay.
So to order to get to town, it was about maybe 2 or 3 miles.
Okay.
To get to the center of town.
Okay.
But the other was open fields, you know. You.
And y'all walked to town or you drove?
No, no. We had neighbors or something who had trucks.
Oh, okay.
That's how we got. Oh, we could walk. You know, we weren't supposed to, but we could if we wanted to. And then that was at the line. We'll call it the line.
Mm-hmm.
We lived at the line.
Okay.
Right here. Mm. Left and right foot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what else there is? Did I say the smothered chicken?
Yeah, we were talking about how y'all raise chickens.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you had to do everything for the chicken, clean
right.
him and everything.
Right.
Did you
ever have to catch one or butcher it?
That's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You run away and you run and catch him, or she put him in a cage or mm-hmm. whatever, and then she opened the cage, you get out, you had to run behind him and catch him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it was time to cook.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they sold that in the city too. Mm-hmm. Right over here on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have live chickens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back in my day.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you watched your grandmother cook a lot. Was that something
I
you
tried.
Enjoyed?
No, I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't?
No, indeed not. When she cooked, you looked like she used everything in the kitchen.
Right.
And then you had to clean it up.
Right.
If you're not, you had to help clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
You try to run away as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
No, indeed.
So, did you start? At what point did you start cooking for yourself, or did you?
Oh yeah, when down here when we started going to school,
mm-hmm.
my mother would cook in the morning before she started, and she said the first one home, turn the pots on and turn it on low. And
mm-hmm.
we had something you call a lid, you know, to prevent it from
mm-hmm.
burning, scorching.
Okay.
So that's when I started really cooking.
Okay.
And then you have to lift the lid, she'd tell us how to do it,
mm-hmm.
and turn it around and stir it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time she got home, it would be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She get up early in the morning and start cooking in the morning.
Okay.
She didn't finish it. And that was the days before refrigeration. There was ice boxes there
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And when we got our first refrigerator, we thought we were living.
Yeah.
And we had to clean them out every week
mm.
with a little thing in the box, in the top. You couldn't put too much. We didn't, I don't know how we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't put anything, maybe some ice cream up in there, little ice cream, we had an ice cube tray,
right.
Two ice cream. I got one of the trays now,
oh.
Two of the old trays.
Hmm.
Well, that was about it.
Okay, so on special occasions, like holidays, was there anything special that you guys like to have?
Well, not really. We didn't really, you know,
mm-hmm.
want for food another
mm-hmm.
night that we wanted for, you know, things like clothing, shoes, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, not the food line, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we always had enough to share with others
okay.
in the country.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have any.
Okay. And is there anything you really enjoy cooking or having someone make for you?
Oh, anything.
Anything?
Yeah. I do not enjoy cooking.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather throw it in the oven.
Right.
That's my cooking.
Yeah.
To do, you know, other than stand up and do this and
mm-hmm.
that, throw it in the oven. If I get a chicken, throw him in the oven.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if I get any meat, it's oven cooking.
Okay.
Potatoes in the oven.
Because
I do not like to cook. I did do that when I was coming up.
Do you like, do you have a sweet tooth at all? Do you like desserts?
Oh, I like dessert. Nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's occasionally.
Okay.
that I have, you know, want something sweet. Maybe about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I have a taste for something sweet. So I might have peanut butter and jelly, toast. That's if I feel like getting out of bed. Nothing special anymore. And is that for?
It was, let's see. The mud bugs and potatoes, the meatloaf, the smothered chicken.